Hey, are you ready to go? All right, after you then. You know, today's weather really is nice. It's warm and sunny and kind of the day that you'd want to take a picnic or go fishing or something like that. Huh? Well, yeah. We do have different plans for today. Well, maybe we can do one of those things on our way back. If everything goes well. You do have all your tools and equipment, right? Yeah, the place we're going today is quite challenging, so you should definitely come prepared. But I think you should be set. I mean, just look at you. Your sword is forged with metal of the utmost quality, made by the best blacksmith in town. That shield of yours was obtained by one powerful Draugr monster that you defeated a few days ago. And that fight was tough, considering how sturdy that damn shield is. And your armor is also blessed with magical abilities granted by the fairies, which not only increases defenses, but also heals you from both injuries and status ailments. Not to mention that last night, well, I might have taken the liberty of, well, enhancing your gear with magical enchantments. So, yes, I really do think you're well equipped. But most of all, you have the best weapon, fighting prowess. You've grown quite a lot in the past few weeks, you know. Well, yes, and you do have me, a Valkyrie, as your travel companion. But I'm flattered that you think I'm the best companion you could have. Where are we headed? Ah, well, we're going to this place called Darkwood Forest. It's home to many monstrous beings that, unfortunately, often invade villages nearby to steal food, tools, and other valuable items that the villagers make and own. Many hunters were sent recently to try to exterminate them, but none have yet to get the job done. Today, we're gonna go venture in there and see if we can't find anything useful for our journey. Hey, are you all right? You seem slightly off. I mean, normally when we're on our way to somewhere, you'd be really energetic and jolly. Yet today you're being quieter than usual. Did you not get enough sleep? No, that couldn't be. You don't look sick either. Huh? You don't think it's anything? Well, fair enough. Then let's keep moving, shall we? Finally, it looks like we're here. Well, this is interesting. Oh, well, you see here, outside the forest, everything seems peaceful and even inviting. The grass is green, and there are countless flowers blooming, and yet the inside of this forest seems incredibly dark, lifeless, and sinister even. Such a strong contrast of scenery and atmosphere. Oh. Yes, I think I just heard a growl from far away. I imagine it must be one of the creatures dwelling in there. Well, no time like the present, Let's get going, then. Are you hey, are you okay? No, listen, you're shivering. I can feel it. What's the matter? No, it cannot be nothing. Tell me what's wrong. Are you scared? No, you don't have to tough it out. Not if it's too much for you. No, I completely understand. This place is scarier and more dangerous than the places we usually go. If you want to come back here again at a later time, that's perfectly fine. No, I will not think less of you if you're afraid. That's a perfectly normal thing to experience. We all have fears, no matter how skilled or formidable we are. Simply having fears does not make you a coward or a weakling. In fact, fear is what keeps us alive, as being afraid of dangers keeps us away from it, and it doesn't matter who you are. It is both important and wise to keep your life and try to ensure your safety. Bravery never means to not value your life. That's the definition of foolishness. So no, don't you feel ashamed for telling me that you're afraid. Here, come under my wing. Let me hug you. Yes, it's all right. I'm here. You have nothing to be scared of. I'm here for you. Just take some time and calm yourself right here in my arms. No, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with wanting emotional support from time to time, especially if you're on a journey that's often dangerous. Even the most formidable warriors sometimes need a trusted companion by their side. And I'm that companion for you. Yes, I understand that this is not supposed to be easy. And maybe I should be strict. But that's within reason. Listen, I don't want to force you into situations that you're not prepared for yet. That would be both unwise and irresponsible on my part. If this is too difficult for you, we can try something else. And we can come back when you're more prepared or more confident. But more importantly, aside from just being your companion, you are my valued friend. As long as I'm alive, I will not let anything bad happen to you. Anything or anyone that wishes you harm will need to get past me first. And I don't mean to brag, but it's not easy to best a Valkyrie, especially one that's protecting her companion. By the way, do you happen to remember the first time we met? You were this petulant youngster, already the age of adulthood, yet not knowing what to do with your future. But I saw potential in you. Of course, at first you were defiant and didn't listen to me very well. But after the first adventure we went on, you tasted your first victory and, well, you realized how much you learned from me. That victorious smile on your face was very pleasing to look at. And still is very pleasing to think back to. Ever since then, you've become more humble and more mature, and you continue to grow stronger. And even though the adventures are getting more and more difficult, you're always eager to jump into battle and prove your skills to both me and, well, even yourself. Teaching you and seeing you grow as a fighter day by day It's truly my greatest joy. No, no. There's no need to apologize for your former attitude. What matters more is how you are now. Also, do remember this. I chose you to be my companion. And it takes much to gain the approval of a Valkyrie. Even those who were hand-chosen by Valkyries may not last as long as you have. So I don't want you to ever think that you're weak. But even if you do, as long as I'm here, I will always put you back on the right track. There is no shame in asking for help or support or even comfort, dear. As I've said before, these are things that even the mightiest warriors need. I don't expect you to fight all of your battles alone. Even if you have the skill to do so, I still want to fight with you because I enjoy being by your side. No, there's no need to thank me, my dear. Now, are you feeling a bit better? Oh? You actually want to go in? Right now? All right. Lead the way, my brave one. And remember, when things get a little hairy, I'm always by your side.